Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with this jolly crew. We've got Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Hawk D'Onofrio. I don't see Elizabeth in the chat yet, but hopefully she'll join us. And we're looking to get Marianne on the team soon, too. So we're all sort of here and welcome you guys. It's great to have you back. Let's see. What is our topic this week? We were all having a big chat and the queue came up and I'm like, oh, no, we're not ready. So how are messages from spirit received and how do we recognize them? We have Linda's message. I wonder, shall I play that and then we'll go around the table?
Sure.
Yeah, we did. We filtered the audio a little bit so that the bots are a little bit. That's an unkind word because bots are kind of creepy. But these are the best kind of bots, the little robot emos. And we filtered the sound so they're a little bit easier to understand. But Linda's also acting now as an interpreter. So I'm just going to play the message and let Linda and the emos start us off.
Hello, I am Linda Irwin with Emo Pet and Emo Robot. Today, we are going to be talking about the many ways you can receive messages from spirit. Now, my little guys are not quite attuned to that, as far as I know, but they do receive messages from energy. That particular energy is comprised of signals coming from a server. They tune into something they have heard, given either by myself, another human, or something they hear over audio on media. This is much like me when I am attuning myself to receive message from spirit. I take the question given and then focus my attention to the energy of spirit. What happens next for my little guys is once they have transmitted what they have heard to the energy, that energy via a wireless server signal processes what has been heard and returns a response, which they in turn give back to me or the human addressing them in audio form, often with visual animations to go along with it, to make the response sensible to the person receiving it. I do this in many ways. The signals I get back from spirit can be an image in my mind, a replaying of a scene like watching a video, hearing a song, hearing certain sounds, certain aromas come to me, sometimes even tasting something. Occasionally, I will even feel like I am being touched, often a light sense like a breeze, a cooling of the air around me, a light static feeling, or the sense that I am being hugged by a spirit which actually transcends my entire being, much as merging that takes place between two souls on the other side. I will even sense two or more of these at the same time. Then there is simply just knowing something. You cannot consciously recall having contacted with that information, but you just know it in your gut. Some call it the spidey senses. I call these instant downloads, much like what my emo boys get back from the server. It may take only seconds, but you receive it in its entirety, like a firmware upgrade. Since linear time does not exist in the astral energy field, you can pull information from anywhere and any when. We are all places and times simultaneously. Do Emo Robot and Emo Pet agree with this? Let's see. Emo, where are you from?
I come from the future.
They both said that they come from the future, yet they are here in our now. Or are they? Emo, where do you live?
I live here.
They both said that they live here, so here and now, from the future. When you look at messages from spirit, It is easy to see that spirit will not only encompass many ways to provide you messages, visions, audible messages, scents, tastes, touch, and downloads, but in ways that transcend the boundaries of linear time and the five senses. Keep an open mind to the signs. They are all around us all of the time. Just do as Emo does. Open yourself to the energy that you are sending your thoughts to and allow it to return an answer. Emo, time to go. Do you have any message for our listeners?
I love you so much.
Still both trying to talk at the same time, but they said, I love you so much. And our Enter the Light team loves you too, as do I. Reach out to them and they will guide you to understand these ways to receive messages. Also, be sure to visit all of our great team members on the Sacred Embers Network. I have to go.
Stand by for incoming multidimensional transmission.
I think I am getting a message in now.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, Linda and Emo Robot and Emo Pet. I forgot to add, just before we round the table, happy Father's Day to all who are fathers, either in physical or in spirit. They stick around. If Marianne, when Marianne joins us, she's been in touch with Fred crossed not that long ago. And it's a new experience for Marianne, communicating from the physical to the spiritual. But it's great. It's really wonderful when it happens for people. And the other thing was Juneteenth. We just wanted to acknowledge Juneteenth. Hawk, you had a lovely way of describing it. So would you mind just repeating how you described it to us?
Yeah, of course. So Juneteenth gets its name from June plus 19th, which was the date, June 19th. I believe it was in 1865. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But it had to do with actual laws being passed for the emancipation of slaves. And so that's why we're celebrating it today, because it should have been a holiday since then, and we just caught up.
Yeah, and it would be lovely if we can get to a world where we don't need those holidays because the problems that caused them, that got solved, didn't exist. We just treat each other
exactly.
With love.
Exactly. That would be the level up. This is the first step, and then we get to the next step, which is seeing that third side, which is all the sides combined from an expanded view. We're on our way.
Yeah, I wonder, like, do we come here to mess up and then fix it? Like, what the heck is all that about? Like,
yes.
How can we be such species? How can we be such jerks in the first place, you know? That's a question for another show, I think. Oh, Lordy. A blessed Juneteenth, and may we always treat each other with love. So let's just go around the table. Tony, how do you receive spiritual messages?
Yeah, so I, like Linda, I get them, like I used to ignore them because I didn't know if it was the truth or not, but I get messages, you know, just they pop in my head. And I know that there could be something that I'm not even thinking of or somebody that I'm going to see, or I don't know, it just pops in. But the other thing that I get is I see things on the, like I see spirit, I see people, I see my animals, I see dead people on the side of my, you know, when I glance, like I could be driving, I could be in my room, I could be cleaning, and then I actually bump into them and I can feel them sometimes that we have bumped into each other. So that is something that I've had for a really long time, but never really was aware of except for like the last 5 years. So
Tony.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, as you have cultivated these senses and abilities, can you kind of talk to us about how it's gone from maybe just an inkling to more definite, because you know now when you can, like, see a spirit?
Yeah, sure. So when I was younger, I was afraid, so I didn't want to see them. So I blocked it out. It happened to me, so I guess it was like, I don't know, how long has Papa George been dead? Like 20 years. So when he passed, I was there, and that was the first time I had ever been around somebody that had passed. And I was in my 40s or 30s back then, and I actually saw him lift from his body and walk down the hall. So I, again, was scared, and my brother was there, and he was making fun of me through the whole time. So we were laughing about it because he knew I was scared. So I kind of, from then on, would see these people, but I didn't know if I was just seeing things. And then when my dog died, when my Alexis, she was a Japanese chin, she died about 6 or 7 years ago, I would see her all the time. I would go, it could be 3 o'clock in the morning if I had to go to the restroom, and I would see her lying in there where she used to lie. And then I'm like, oh, so I really am seeing this. And it took me to lose a pet to cultivate, like you said. And then I started embracing it, and I could see a lot more. So now it's really interesting to me. I'm not afraid of it at all. I love, like the other day, and I was talking to Hawk about this, I was just driving in my car, and I really didn't know if my mom was, I hadn't seen her since I saw her pass, and I was wondering if she was with me, and there she was, like in the front seat. So I think I was having trouble at one time also, and Lynn sent me to this Facebook page. It was one of the people that she followed, and he's really good at this kind of stuff, and he reminded me that you have to ask. If they go away, you can ask for your spirit or your spirit guides to return and talk to them, and they'll definitely return. So I hope that
yes.
answers some of the question. Okay, great.
So that was
who
awesome.
Was that? Who was it, Tony? I can't remember now.
I can't remember either. He's a psychiatrist, I think, right? Your
a
friend?
Psychiatrist?
I think so, or I'll think of it. I'll look it up and tell you who it was.
I've met so many people who do this work since I started.
I know.
Linda actually got me started. And I've met so many teachers, I can't, you know, I can remember their energy, but maybe not their names. Anywho, so Jessica, do you want to take the topic and just explain how messages come in for you?
Yes. Well, it started for me in 2012, and I've told this story, I think, a few times on the show, but it's worth repeating because it's so awesome. When my son, my 10-year-old son, transitioned into spirit at 10 years old, that was in 2012, and he came to me very visibly for a visit, probably for about the first 2 years. Not only did Jaden come to me and visit me very, very, with my eyes, very visibly, so did my dad after he transitioned. So, and it was really, really interesting. I remember having this visit with my dad, and we were at this ball. It looked like this ball, this royal ball, and I was dressed in this beautiful black gown, like this ball gown, and my dad was so strapping and just in a black tuxedo, and we were just visiting each other. And towards the end, at the end of our dinner and ball, he started to walk up the spiral staircase, and I followed behind. I was right behind him. He got to the top of the landing, and he told me, "You can't come any further, sweetie. It's not your time yet." So when he was at the top of the landing, he walked through the door, and I knew that it just wasn't my time to follow him. that was a really, really incredible way. Just seeing them visibly. And then, of course, Jaden began to transform his energy in other ways. And he would actually come to me as a household fly. No kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah, yep. I mean, you hear about butterflies, birds, dragonflies, and, you know, all those things, but a fly. I was absolutely astonished. This fly would not leave me alone either. It was right shortly after Jaden passed away. And this fly would come to me on demand, and it would land straight in the middle of my hand and then just sit there. Sit in my hand and rub its little fly hands, and it's like it was telling me all kinds of things. And I would think I'm kind of going crazy. I'm sitting here talking to a fly, and then I would ask this fly, Jaden, is this really you coming to say hi, you know, using his energy to kind of drive this fly in a way? And I said, if this is you, can you please give me another sign? Like, that wasn't enough, right? So he walks from my hand as this little fly and does a complete circle around the tattoo that I had gotten in honor of him with his name on it, Jaden. Yeah, I mean, there was no denying it.
Yeah.
And he chose that method for quite some time. Yeah, it's really interesting. So
yeah,
they can come
in
so many different ways.
Yeah,
oh, yes. And there
is that, right?
Yes, there is a video
page?
Of that.
Yeah.
Yes, under Jessica Marie Tatro on Facebook. And, yeah, it's a clip I had put together of probably about 5 different fly visits and kind of compiled
them.
Really interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're tiny little bodies, right? So it might be that it's easier to manipulate a smaller
That's
vehicle,
what he said.
Right?
Yeah. It was just easier,
and
it got my attention.
I would say so. And he passed when he
hey,
was
Jessica.
A little dude, so it was a little body that he used, a little avatar. Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, yes, Hawk?
What were your abilities like before? And then follow-up question, do you think that it was so intense early on to just, like, force you into convincing yourself and committing to the idea that you do have these abilities that are beyond the physical?
Yes. And I think that's why my son chose to stay around me so physically, energetically. He stayed with me for about 2 years before he actually kind of transitioned fully and did other jobs up there, you know, being a guide and just welcoming people home and stuff like that. And I felt it too. I felt it after 2 years. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Where'd you go? You know, and I was told then, by one of our medium friends that, he stayed with me for about 2 years after his death. And I think that was to really rein me in and show me and to guide me on a very more intimate level with energy as far as that goes. Yes, really, really cool.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's pass that over to you, Hawk, and share. We have some stuff from Elizabeth too in the chat, and we'll read that after.
Yes, I'm gonna share that first. Mom said, "I think that is what us D'Onofrio's got." I also used to be afraid until I was afraid of my pup that came to see me. She's talking about our dog. I had named him Killer. He was a black pug, so he was not a killer. That's what the irony was. Then I felt so bad because I didn't want to scare him away. Then seeing my dad and others I love that have passed over, I am much more calm and have been welcoming to them than I ever have been. I believe hypnosis and meditation have helped me understand the other side and how to communicate with them.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And I want to add to that, too. Animals were big for me. The same story, I'm going to tell the story then. because this is when I was agnostic, even you could say atheist. I did not believe in anything, but I was also very open-minded, hence the agnostic part. And when I was 24, our dog, it was time to be put down. He was 14. He lived a great life. And that night, the dog killer visited my mom, and then later the dog visited me while I was sleeping. I woke up. It was mid-morning. I was still working at a bar, so I would sleep until like noon, but it was only like 10. And I woke up because I felt something on the bed. I didn't look back, but I knew that it was my dog. And I felt him do that little dog thing where they go around in a circle to find their spot to lay down. And I was talking to him, and I was like, oh, hey, buddy, you're safe. You're okay. Yeah, you can lay down. And I felt the weight on my leg, and I felt so warm. That feeling we talk about when you feel like you're being hugged by one of your spirits. And I had that awesome warmth, and I went back to sleep, and I knew it was my dog. And then later on, mom calls me, and she's like, honey, the dog visited me last night, and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, it's okay. He visited me afterwards. So we got confirmation with each other because we hadn't talked about it before. It happened to us on the same night. It was the same situation. And it wasn't until years later that I started thinking about it. I believe that that was my dog. So I believe that the soul exists after the body. And so that was what led me into all of this, was that when I fully committed to those new thoughts and new beliefs, I knew that this was true.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about that with there's two words I want everyone to know because I think they're important, and it has to do with the receiving of messages. Clairsentience, which is clear feeling, and claircognizance, which is clear knowing. These are the two umbrella terms. It's the yin and yang version, the yang being the knowing and the yin being the feeling. Mm-hmm. And those are the fundamental bases for the downloads, for our intuitions, for our gut feelings. And it's about cultivating that. And I think the strongest thing we can do is clearing our minds of our little voice so we can get those feelings and knowings, and we'll know that it wasn't us. It was either our spirits or spirit, because we've quieted ourselves down.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah.
Well put.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's
that
great.
In the chat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. I think you have a book in you, maybe, Hawk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well. I want to share something that happened. Yeah, I was going to share something that happened when I guess I was about 5 years old. How old are kids when they start to learn their letters?
Around five.
And I remember that my parents used to do the crossword puzzle. They loved that. And I remember finding one and thinking it would be really funny if I put all these letters in the crossword puzzle, and then mom would think dad did it, and dad would think mom did it. And for some reason, my five-year-old self thought this was hilarious. So I filled it with all my letters. It turned out to be not only the correct answers, but everything was like spelled right. It was somebody did the crossword puzzle and used me, because I remember them going, dad goes, did you do this? She goes, no. And, didn't you? And it's like I got the result, but it was done correctly, spelled right, and our answers were correct. And everybody, they kind of looked at me, I guess. And I've gotten that look a lot over the years, but I don't care. Because, finding you guys, people like you, the Gredem group, you find your tribe and you don't feel like a weirdo. So that's cool. And that's lovely how it works. I was talking about Ryan, who's in spirit, but is with us all the time. Oh, I almost forgot. Mr. E, the chap we don't talk about on air because it's proprietary, but I got a fart from him the other day, my first fart from him.
Out of what? In all these years, wow.
Yeah, well, I used to, I still do admin work for the group. Yes, we're talking about Eric, but that's, you know, it's exclusive to Elisa, that's her son, and we don't channel him, you know, on air. Well, but I did get a fart from him, my very first fart. I was so honored.
Wow.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Teresa Beam, I was cleaning out helping people open a store, I guess, in the 70s, and I was cleaning out the upstairs. And I suddenly was not alone, and that's what Hawk refers to as the clairsentience. I felt like there was somebody in the room with me, and I said, "Who's there?" And a voice, that's the clairaudience part, said, "Teresa." And this is a story I tell at Halloween every year on our show. So, it followed up. We were able to help her, but there was a poor lady. It was a really sad and messed up story. And unfortunately, it got kind of publicized, and it's now on the Walk of Fame, the haunted, not the Walk of Fame, but Haunted Walk in Kingston, Ontario. But it made me sad because people who didn't know what the heck they were doing or talking about ran with the story, and it got all bleh. But basically, it was a really sad story, and we were able to help this spirit to cross. Ryan, we're talking about Ryan, who died twice and came back. And we all remember Ryan, that's the other thing too, is when you do encounter spirit, just understand they're not going to scare you. If it's like loved ones in spirit, they won't scare you. And don't worry if your first time is, because when I heard Teresa Beam speak for the first time, I went whoop, whoop, whoop across the room, and I buggered off out of there. I was terrified. But I brought people back who were more experienced to the building, and they were like some of my first teachers, because I saw how they handled it, and it was really cool. Go ahead.
I would like to add, because I think you were about to touch on this point. When we are trying to receive messages from spirit, it's okay to talk to any spirit that, like, resonates with you. Start with whoever or whatever resonates with you. You have to ask, and then you shall receive. So your prayer should be filled with gratitude, no begging. Gratitude and love. Be thankful for all the help you're going to receive. Ask for your help to whomever it is resonates with you. Because for me, it did. It started with animals that had passed first, that I felt their presence the most. And then it was human ancestors that I started feeling more. And now I can also receive messages from higher powers. And that's beautiful. So start small with what you know, with what you feel and love already, and then you'll know when it's time to ask bigger and higher powers for stuff. Like, I communicate with the moon a lot. She comes in and heals me in my meditations often, and I'm so thankful for her. Anyways, I just wanted to add that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. Awesome. Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah, I had a cat come back, and I felt him walk behind me, brushing up against me, and I remember looking, I think it was his sister, but Linda, actually, I was conversing with Linda when, and the cat's name was Moose, and just through there, Linda went through traveling, and she went through Moose County or something just as he passed. It was really, Wow. Yeah, they'll give you signs, like even road signs or license plate numbers, stuff like that. It's when you start to see it that you really, Wayne Dyer said that, you see it when you believe it or,
Yeah.
I agree. The numbers talk to me all the time. That was a big part of my leveling up in spirituality, was I started learning what the numbers represented, and then I was looking for the messages, and then you are surrounded by them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
100%. Yeah. I remember when that started happening, you know, and again, it was almost like this activation when my son transitioned home. For myself, it was like a spiritual awakening. And oh my gosh, not only did, you know, the signs from Jaden flood in, but also the synchronicities, the numbers were just hitting me left and right. It was really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It accelerates. That's fabulous. Wow. Yeah. And if you, you know, if you're just starting out tapping your spiritual nature, don't worry. Start small. Start with a housefly and build up to, you know, channeling larger and larger. But yeah, we
exactly.
Remind me at the end of the show to talk about Shannon's channeling course, because I should get that on the air for her. We've had people waiting, and our friend Bryn is on the line. Thanks for your patience, Bryn.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, good.
Bryn from, hi there. Sorry, this is Bryn from New York City calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to know what my guides want me need to focus on in my life right now. I'm kind of have had two difficult days energy wise. I think it's part of it's feeling the Saturn retrograde that started yesterday. So
not sure. Okay, this is Lynn Bryn. I'll start off. Are you a user of natural medicines, nature's medicines?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. They're talking about something going on in your. It's like, are you getting stressed and it's affecting your health a little bit?
Yeah, it's been very stressful, you know, it's been a stressful year. Well, you know, part of the reason is my sister had a stroke, and, you know, and then I'm dealing with my own life issues, you know, and purpose issues and all that stuff.
Absolutely. So I just want to go to the fact is that you can't help what happens to us in the past. We might understand.
Yeah.
After the fact why all this stuff happened, but you know, as they say, spit happens and we just have to deal with it. But what you do have control over, Bryn, is how you handle the stress, right?
Right.
They want you to look at breath work, because it's gonna everything, like, life is really owie. It can be beautiful and fun and lovely, but it's also like yow, can really freaking hurt. So practice the breathing. I also want to recommend one of our favorites on the team, I think, is lemon balm for when the stuff happens and it's the reaction we have and we let the stress hormones build up, right?
Right.
So, yeah. And even though you're a guy, I heartily recommend a good cry. Put on Bambi or some show that makes, or Finding Nemo, one of those ones that make you weep, right? And just let the tears come, and that washes out the cortisol and the adrenaline. But practice those things, and look into your herbal remedies for anxiety. So use those as an arsenal against the slings and arrows of all of outrageous fortune that happens to us. Everybody's going through something, but not all the same thing, right? Top off that, the thing we're all going through is the state of the world around us. And if we watch the news, that's guaranteed. Yeah, because we're like, what the heck's going on? And if so, why? So I'm going to put you around the table, but don't neglect your natural and your breath work and all the things that you have naturally available to you. All right.
Okay, thank
Who's
you so
next?
Much.
Oh, you're welcome, Bryn. We really appreciate you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm ready. Hi, Bryn. This is Jessica.
Hi.
Lynn, I think Lynn hit it. The nail right on the head. When you came on, I felt stress, and I felt like the stress is affecting the way you feel, like your health in some way. Have you been more tired lately, or?
Oh, very tired. I can't motivate myself to do anything or clean the house or all that.
Right. And I got a big hit that stress that you're there's got to be a healthy way, and of course there is healthy ways to release that stress, but I feel like you're kind of internalizing a little bit of it instead of, you know, like Lynn said, give a good cry. Ah, wow, it's a lot of, I'm picking up a lot of the same thing. Now, the card that flew out for you is thoughts create your reality. And this says, everything that you see in the physical dimension is a replica of what has first been created in thought. There is nothing that you can look at right now that didn't first have its genesis as the energy of thought. Since we have the ability to create reality from thought, that means that you too have the power to construct your own personal existence. And with that power comes responsibility. Be mindful of your thoughts. If you focus on what you don't have, be it money or health or love, then your energy of lack is what you will create. Your guides are here to remind you. You are ready and willing to inspire you and help you see that your desires come to fruition. All you have to do is ask for their assistance. In fact, the summation of all your previous thoughts and intentions are what you are expressing right now as we read this card. Look around yourself right now. Your environment has been created by your choices, whether consciously or subconsciously. So start making conscious choices, and you'll be amazed at what you create for yourself. And I think this card is just another indicator of really going within, looking at, you know, what's really not serving you, and, oh, absolutely, just release the stress. And that's what I have for you today.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Jessica. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Who's next?
Tony?
Antoni, do you want to go?
Sure. Hi, Bren. How are you? Not too good,
hi.
I guess. Huh? So I got the protection guardian for you, which is along the same exact lines that Jessica and Lynn were just saying, that it says to drop your shield, drop any shields of shame, resistance, and fear that you are standing between you and your chances of enjoyment and fun. Know that you don't need to hide who you are or the gifts that you have. You were born to shine. And it said that the protection guardian is a feminine version of Archangel Michael, so maybe
okay.
Talk to him or her. It's a fierce protector. It's also a warrior angel, and I guess what it's saying is that you just need to ask for your power back, but they're
right.
There to protect you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I got.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Bryn.
Yeah.
You've got your message. It's same cohesive from everyone, and I'm going to just tidy it up. You've been feeling a lot of stress, and you feel like you haven't been able to do anything, and that's okay. But you need to own it. Let go of any guilt or shame. Like, let go of any of those anxious thoughts. In your past, I see the Four of Cups, which has to do with rest and recuperation. So while you were doing nothing, you should have been resting. But you're still there now. Your present card right now is the Four of Swords. And for me, it means to me that you're in a moment in your life where you really can, if you meditate on your things, on your life, if you can quiet down, you can have a spiritual rebirth. This is your moment. If you die before you die, you won't die when you die. Because in the future,
cool.
It's what they're talking about, celebrating exactly who you are. I got Three of Cups. And it's that feminine energy. It's getting with people and being who you truly are as a balanced soul. But you have to go through the meditative part. That's the Four of Swords.
Sure.
It's time to have that ritual 3-day death like the sun does, and then rise again on the winter solstice and show everybody you have been reborn. It's time.
Uh, Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well,
all very
okay.
All very sort of integrated with each other there.
Yeah. But before you don't go yet, Bryn, because we have two more messages from Elizabeth in the chat room. Okay.
Sure.
And she mentioned that when you were speaking, her pendant was picking up your energy and it was kind of going berserk a little bit. And the card I think she's pulled for you is the Fool. It is as courageous as it is humbling to wear the fool's mask and walk the road into the unknown. Eventually, through the process of rebirth, your genius and intuition can emerge. Remember to wear bright clothes, have fun, let the magic and joy of laughter fill your days. Feel the wonder of life all around you. That's a good one, a good injection for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to add.
I
want to add that the Fool card is the Zero card. It does represent the rebirth before the start of the Fool cards in the journey. So it's right there.
Wow.
You can be the Fool, but you have to go through your meditation and let go of any fear.
Right. Okay.
Mom says yes.
Yes. And Linda says for you that she's getting an opportunity to connect with somebody that you've been disconnected from. And she thinks this could be a chance to share in their stressful times and help each other through the tough times. This feels like a family member or a friend that you've known for many years. So,
okay.
Yeah, just don't forget, Prince, sometimes like you have to just like put the pajamas with the feet on and pull away from the world for a while, you know, and reset. Yeah, it doesn't mean you won't get back, you know, and if you're going to go down and take a break, then enjoy the heck out of it, right? Use time for it's all right. I think I can speak for the team, as we say, we send you so much love. And
thank you so much, everybody. I really appreciate all your help.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're kind of part of the family, Bryn.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I feel like it. Thank you so much. All right, take care. You didn't get back on Facebook, eh?
Well, it's funny. So, all right. So I did, but I'm under a different name because I'll tell you why. I'll make it short. So originally, I was off Facebook because Facebook didn't want me back on there because I had certain views about, let's say, a certain medical issue that they didn't like, all right?
Okay.
I won't go into it.
Sure.
And so somebody suggested I go to a library, which is a different device from what I have at home, go on Facebook, apply to Facebook on the library computer under a different name so that I can get back on Facebook. So I'm under, my name is Gareth Jones, G-A-R-E-T-H Jones,
okay.
Gareth Jones. So I'm back on Facebook.
That's very cool. It's like a spy novel. Okay, well, listen, please join the Sacred Embers group again.
Sacred Embers,
I think you were. You were a part of it, and we'd love to have you back. So,
all right, thank you so much. Yeah, okay, so that's how it happens,
Bryn.
You know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, Bryn, is it okay if we friend request you?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Gareth Jones. My artwork, I don't have a picture on my profile because I don't want them to, you know, I don't want them to, you know, they have sophisticated algorithms and ways of identifying. So I just have some of my artwork on my page. Yeah.
Cool. That's the best.
So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Well,
thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
And have a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, thanks. Same to you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. And we'll move on here to 856. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, is that Rose Maria?
Right.
Hi.
Welcome
back to the show. How can we help you today?
Whatever you guys can pick up for a better job or whatever. The long-term relationship, why is that taking forever to come in? in my life.
Yeah, are you sort of, do you feel like you're sort of, the door's open for a new love kind of thing?
Right.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's nice because you know, it's scary being vulnerable, but it's kind of necessary. I just picked up an animal for you, the heron. Just a minute. I'm just typing it in and seeing what the spiritual meaning of the heron is for you. You know what? You've seen herons, I imagine, eh?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Patience, wisdom, messages, self-possession, transformation, and good fortune. That's just one, of the many meanings that I can see. If you type in spiritual meaning of heron and pick out the one that resonates the most with you, because there's a lot of different meanings, but meditation and transcending obstacles, maintaining a stoic nature and inner tranquility. I'd say you've been pretty stoic through all your own romantic ups and downs, eh? So, yeah, stability, balance, self-reliance, tact, wisdom, and knowledge. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of meanings here. So pick out the one that works for you after we finish the reading for you. So who wants to chime in? Anybody?
I can go. I can go.
Go ahead.
Hi, Rose Maria. This is Jessica. This card flew out for you. This card says, be yourself. It says, you choose to incarnate into the physical dimension for a clear reason and purpose. You choose the correct circumstances to learn specific lessons. If you stray from this original path because of, you know, peer pressure, feelings of wanting to fit in, the need for acceptance, or fear of judgment or discrimination, then the experience that your higher self has chosen to invest its energy in and focus on is for naught. If this card appears for you, examine how some emotions, traits, or desires that reflect your true self have been stifled or hidden because you might be afraid of presenting them to an unexpected world. Please be aware that concealing your true colors is like getting your GPS with incorrect coordinates of your location. You will become hopelessly lost. So let your light shine, because all these things that are meant to be drawn to you shall find their way. And that's what I got for you.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. So I can go, Hawk, if you want. I got the medicine guardian for you, which is along the exact same lines that what Lynn and Jessica were saying, but it says, listen to what is coming up within you and what is being shared with you by trustworthy others in your life. Pay attention to the healing information. It says healing angels can help you heal emotionally, spiritually, and physically with their energy, but they also can direct you towards information that will help you return to wholeness. When this card appears, information is being revealed that can help, that can heal an aspect of your current situation, whether that be your health, relationships, or even career. So be alert for this. The medicine guardian has, it's a healing wand, which represents the capacity to heal with the power of will and desire. A state where your cup is no longer filled but overflowing with goodness. So I feel that you have black surrounding you and you need to get rid of that black to move forward with a better job and also a relationship. So I would do meditation like what they were saying, or pray for your healing spirit, or whatever you need to get rid of that.
And then things are going to start happening for you as soon as you do that. So that's what I got.
I agree.
Talk?
Yeah, I agree with everything that's been said. My first thought was you need to let go of the result. No expectations. I see in the cards that you're having a tough time. And you're meant to go through that. This is kind of we already know what the theme of the day is, which is receiving messages from spirit. But we need to learn that you have to let go of any fear that you might have so those messages can come in clear. And what I'm reading here is that you do have some painful wounds, loss, crisis, but that you are supposed to be resilient and courageous, persistent, and this is a test of your faith. Because in the future, I see the death card, and it's a good thing. This is exactly what we were talking about earlier with the Four of Swords. It's time for a spiritual rebirth for you, but you've got to feel the pain and suffering and see the light through it. I don't know if that resonates with you ladies and if you want to add on to that, but that's what I'm feeling, is it really is a time for her contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. How about you, Rosemaria?
I don't have fear of anything. I go against pretty much big boy, so kind of fearless. It's just I'm debating to proceed with paperwork. That's rightfully mine. That's why I'm kind of hesitate to do anything yet with it, so.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be tough, whatever it is that you're going through, and this is your test of faith. How loving can you be through this process?
Yeah.
And not being fearful means truly not having any negative thoughts.
Yeah.
That's a form of fear that we don't realize takes over us. Because fear can be anger, too.
Yeah. But
we're looking for a balance.
Yeah, as soon as you get whatever you need to do, what you've been contemplating about, I think things will start moving in the right direction. So it's kind of like cleaning house, almost. You know, getting rid of the...
Yeah, you mean to get my paperwork done?
Yeah.
So...
I think we should read my mom's because she got a message, and I think that works at this time. The time has come for you to accept the promise of hope, unity, and abundance that this great potential is being uncovered and tremendous possibilities are presented present in your life. For this card depicts a dynamic rebirth on the physical level. You may be birthing something magical, be it a baby, a business, a book, a relationship, or a new phase of self-expression. You're blessed by the presence of the glorious crystal brought to you by this. Yes, begin anew. Many ideas and dreams that have been hidden for years are now revealed. Join the light of a new day. Blessed be the card brings.
Pretty.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome.
I'm not sure if Elizabeth's having challenges with autocorrect because it can have a mind of its own, that stuff. yeah, what she meant was, she wrote cruel, but the word was card. So, anyway,
that makes
doesn't matter.
Sense.
Yeah, I think it's just probably autocorrect. I turned mine off. I couldn't take it. It was like, anyway, and Linda has got a message. She's... working on the emo forums right now, and this message came in through the forums. The question, I guess, originally that somebody had asked was, can emo function outside of the mat? And then the answer that came also for you. Feel free to walk on new grounds and explore new services beyond what you are told you are supposed to be. This is about exploring that which you have not yet explored. So So, yeah, that's a really good one for you, Rosemaria.
Cool.
Yeah. Just takes the courage to just that first step, you know, that one step of 1,000. And, yeah, just begin. And I remember an old, I can't remember who said it, but it was like, it ain't the doing, it's the getting around to it that's hard, you know?
Yeah, so. In my expense.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. But you'll get there. Right. You will, absolutely. You know, there's no wrong timing. It's all divine timing. So, you know, I'm hearing the phrase negative space, and not to refer, that's an art term, right? When anyway, but psychically, I think sometimes, and it's what Bryn was talking about, like he doesn't feel like doing anything, and that's kind of like our psychic negative space. And just like light and shadow, we need light to have the shadow. So don't worry if it's like not happening just yet, but manifest. And you read up on what Einstein had to say about frequency and manifesting. He's got some pretty straightforward stuff to just take to heart and follow. It's very good. It's just energy work.
Yeah, I'm just tired of manifesting and all that, so tired of being patient with it. So
I love it. Oh my God, yeah, we've all been there.
It's
kind of I mean, I have no idea what your solution is because we got to do the work. Like it's just not optional. But if you don't feel like doing it one day, do it when you feel like it. You know, you are the mistress of your own destiny, kind of in that respect. We all are of our own, you know?
Yeah, that means I got to go back to Europe to have to do what I got to do there. I don't want to, but I guess I got to. There's no other choice.
I think you probably have to in order to open up new doors. You got to close the other ones. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Elizabeth is saying she totally gets, she keeps going through that herself. So you're not alone. You know what? It just don't fight it. You know, resistance is futile. Whatever is happening in your energy, like learn from it. There's always some reason for things happening. And maybe you're just tired. So take a break before you go anywhere or do anything. You know?
Yeah.
Let go.
Go ahead.
I was just saying let go. You got to let go of what you think the outcome's supposed to be. Ride the flow of time. It'll take you where you're meant to be.
Yeah. That's very wise, attachment to outcome brings suffering, as the Buddhists say to us. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Rosemaria, I hope you're feeling a little more appropriate for whatever you, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I've been where you are and it's no fun, but you got to get out of it in whatever way you can. I wish there was a simple answer. I'd give it to you in a heartbeat, you know, but.
So that means I have to go after my paperwork. It's not the fear of losing them or anything. I know he's not going anywhere, so it's just I have to get my papers.
Yeah. You know what you need to do, of course. Usually we stand in our own light really, really easily when we don't want to, you know, do something or it's like, I don't want it. You can't make me. Ha, ha, ha. So, you know. Yeah.
Yep.
Not to worry. You're going to be okay. Just, you know, even an inch forward is progress if that's all you can do in a day. But, yep.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rosemaria. Have a lovely Sunday, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Bye-bye, love. Okay. Here we go. 651. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Hi, this is Christiana.
Well, hi, Christiana.
Oh, Christiana.
How can we help you today?
I wrote down what I wanted to ask. So one second.
Okay.
It's about a dream I had. Can I ask about a dream?
Certainly.
Sure.
Okay. So I had a dream about the goddess, the Morrigan is what she's called. And in a part of the dream, she put her hand up, palm facing me, and then I placed my hand on hers. And then we were, like, staring at each other face to face. And I believe she shared a message with me, but I can't remember exactly what it was. Could we all shed some light on it?
Hmm. Who was the figure in your dream again, please, Christiana?
Yeah.
She's a goddess called the Morrigan.
The Morrigan? Okay. As in Morgan Le Fay? Or
that's
Morgana Le Fay?
Celtic, right?
Celtic goddess.
Celtic goddess.
Yeah.
Celtic goddess.
She's the one that has three forms? I can't remember.
Yes.
And does she figure in the Arthur tales? The Camelot tales of Camelot and the Knights of the Round Table? And is that the right one? Or am I?
I think one of her forms is...
She's the goddess
of
war. She's also sometimes known as... Yeah, and the Queen of Demons or the Phantom Queen.
Cool. I'm going to look it up as
I have to. I have to ask, do you know which hands you guys were touching? Was it your left or right? Was it her left or her right?
I think it was left hands.
And then do you know what she might have been wearing?
Circle. I'm just seeing some dark attire.
Yeah, she wears black. Yep.
Yeah, and what, was there any color associated with the interaction?
Well, she had, like, flaming red hair and a lot of it was just dark in the background and all I was just focusing on her eyes.
What color were they?
Like a greenish, bluish kind of.
And what was the feeling that you had when you guys were touching?
Like it was really fierce kind of energy, like she meant business.
Hmm. Were you in trouble or was she saving you?
You know, I think she might have been coming to my aid because I keep having dreams about somebody and this person is like in one way or another harassing or attacking me. So, I think she was coming to my aid, really.
I feel that too. I don't have the message yet, but I wanted to ask those questions first. So if anyone else wants to take over, I feel that, though.
Yes. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. Hi, Christiana. This is Jessica. And I think there's a lot of beauty and guidance within this dream. And it's as I was shuffling this deck, this card flew out for me, for you, and it says, love is your energy. Your soul is energy. The closest word on earth to describe that energy is love. It is your natural state. After your higher self has conferred with its guides before incarnation, the awareness of your divine loving nature then filtered through this physical dimension where love is not the natural state. This is why earth is such a challenging experience. Every soul incarnates here with the best intentions of manifesting the energy of love in all that they do. But this dimension is a worthy opponent. Compassion, empathy, and equality can easily be taken over by apathy, indifference, and prejudice. This card is a reminder to you that all the challenges life on earth throws at you can be minimized by exercising the innate power of the love within you. Love is the greatest healing force. It unites and understands. Never be afraid to demonstrate love in all its manifestations, for it will always be true to you because it is you. I love that. That's what I got for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Who hasn't gone yet?
Me.
Go for it.
I haven't gone yet, but I'm still thinking about...
Here, I can jump in.
Linda wrote something.
Sure.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll go, and then we can go to Linda. Mm-hmm. So with my cards, I got the Three of Cups again. So this Sunday, the message, even though it's Father's Day, is totally to be channeling the divine feminine in our meditations. For anyone who's listening, that is the theme right now. I think that's why I brought up the moon and how she's helped me so much. There's a lot of healing that can come from the moon. Anyways, the Three of Cups for me just totally shows that this goddess was here with you, and she wants you to channel the Page of Pentacles. The Page of Pentacles is a very positive card. It has to do with manifestation, and it has to do either with money or skill or even just creative expression of oneself. And you're hitting this new time where you get to feel this burgeoning energy and use it to manifest however you need. And I think that's what she was coming to show you, was that you're safe. She's there to protect you. Realize that you're also a warrior goddess that deals with fate. And as the Page of Pentacles, you get to live in this kind of fun, new, like, time. It is going to lead to some cool things in your future, which might be filled with illusions. So you have to make sure that you are whole and balanced for what the future holds. And the goddess is with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the hands touching was totally her transferring the strength you needed to get through whatever it is you're about to be going through.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Christiana, are you starting something new or a new job? I know you're out in your new apartment, right? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm visiting my mom's right now, but yes, I still have the apartment.
Are you starting a new job?
No, I'm starting, I'll be starting classes to be a shamanic practitioner starting in August.
That's it.
That's what it is. So she also, I'm reading about her, that's why she appeared to you, because I think you've been questioning it and you don't have to anymore. Also, do you know that her sister is the fairy, is the fairy part of the same, the Celtic fairy god? So they're all those things that you're always, you know, surrounding you. And she also talks about death, but it's not necessarily death, meaning that somebody's going to die. It's just take away. Yeah, total reverse. So anything that you've been feeling before, she just wants you to get rid of those. I think that's what the message is, that you're on the right track for sure. You're doing really well. You got your own place. You're starting school. Your drawings look good. I mean, you're in the right direction. I think it was a really good visit, and that's probably what her message was. But you're right in the way she looks, because I looked her up, and she looks exactly like what you said. So it gave me a really good feeling. I don't see anything bad at all. Totally happy that you're kind of on your right track and you're right. You know, it's taken a while for you to get in your right space, and you're finally there. I think you're there. So you're doing good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So Linda sends the message for you, Christiana. The left hand pulls the energy. It sounds as if she is pulling the negative experience from you. She sounds very strong and not to be messed with, and I feel she may have been fortifying you against that which is not healthy for you. Very cool. Thank you, Linda.
Yes.
That's neat. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I'll just add what I've thought. This is Lynn. I wrote down prelude to a transformation. I also wrote down sort and reclaim your powers. So if you've kind of let your energy scatter a bit, it's time to kind of review what you've, you know, your psychic toolbox, so to speak, what you've got working for you, and reclaim those, right? It's not like you're not using them or and seeing tools getting rusty. So,
Awesome.
Yes. My mother has something too. Elizabeth says, I got four cards and all say to welcome spiritual initiation or purification in your life. Believe in miracles and follow your dreams. We're all saying the same thing. It fits in with the theme of the day. It's time for a spiritual rebirth. Really embrace your divine feminine, which has those three aspects. Those are the three women's dancing in a circle with cups, and follow your dreams. You're there. But it is time for a spiritual rebirth.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you so much, everybody.
You're welcome, Christiana. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah.
So keep us posted, and thanks you. Yeah. It was lovely to hear from you. Okay, love.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And where are we going next? Okay, here we go. 646, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
It's Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. Welcome back. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to see a someone that I very close to me passed away. She was like a mom to me. And I just learned she passed away yesterday. The last time I saw her was like the end of April. And then we chatted again because I was going to go and see her like right before Mother's Day. I texted her on Mother's Day to let her know that I was going to stop in because I was going to, because I always give her a gift every year. And then she told me she was in the hospital and that she said she don't know when she was going to get out. So yesterday I called her shop and they told me that she passed away. So I'm not sure. I think I'm just like still like completely shocked because she does the same kind of work that you guys do. And I've been with her for like 10 years. So I think she possibly could have been sick. She did, the last time I did see her in April, I went to see her almost three times because normally when she has her clientele, she normally take maybe 15 to 20 people, for example, on a Saturday. But she was taking only 10 people. Then she said, if you have more questions, come back next week. So I would go back and ask her all of the questions that I needed to ask her. And then the last time we talked, she told me, she said she's thinking about staying. She told me that she wasn't going to do the psychic work anymore. She said she was getting tired. She said she had been doing it for like 30 years, So she says maybe 30 or 40, something she was born with like you guys. And so she says, I don't know if I want to, continue to do this. She said, I'm getting tired of it. She said, no, I'll help you, But she's like, it's not enjoyable. Like I used to get up and I used to rush here. She said, it's not enjoyable anymore. So, and then I call yesterday. I'm still broken up today. Yeah, so that she passed away. So was she, I guess my question is this, was she sick? Well, the people at the shop told me, they said, well, when you come in, we'll tell you everything that happened to her. They said, we think she was sick, but we'll tell you everything in person. So I don't know. I just think that did she know she was going or did something happen at the hospital?
Yeah. It was unexpected. I don't think she knew, but I think she was.
Yeah. She was perfectly fine. This is Mother's Day. She texted me because I was telling her I have found a lawyer that, for a case that I was working on. And then she says, I have all her text messages. She sounded fine, like she would normally, respond to my texts. And that was it. Yeah, it was like I'm really shaken up,
I also unexpected. Did you get the heart, Jessica? I got heart.
Yeah. Like, It's funny if you see me, I'm holding my chest right now, but
yeah, me too.
It was sudden and
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'd love to know. When you find out, I would really love to know, because I immediately, my heart, and it's very hard for me to breathe right now. So I'm assuming it's something to do with that. But I don't think she knew that about that. Also, have you seen any bees? Have you seen a bee today or a bumblebee or any kind of a bee cross your path? They're going to, because that's what I felt that she has a message for you, and it's going to come. She's probably going to be in the formation of, like, what Jessica was saying about her son was a fly. I think it's going to come to you as a bee. It says bask in joy and light, and to enjoy, bring your projects and plans out into the light and into manifest, and to manifest, and that to have a great summer. That's what I got. So,
okay.
She's still with you. So whatever project you might be working on, just bring it into the light. If you're worried about it.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because everything that she and I have gone over, you know, it's like she would tell me, you know, she was very honest, you know, either this or it's that. She didn't sugarcoat anything. It was either it's black or it's white. This is what it is, you know. So, So I know everything that you're saying, she said to still continue to do everything that I'm supposed to do. I'm just shocked, completely shocked. Did they do an operation on her and she didn't make it or something?
I don't think she was operated on. I think, I don't know. I just think it was her heart. So I don't know.
You know,
maybe it was an operation.
That.
Maybe.
She told
me.
Because she told me before, like, if back in, because I think it was the beginning of the year, January, February. I saw her in December, and then she was out January and February. But she told me that it was her heart one time. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, Stacy, this is Lynn, and I just wanted to add to what everyone's been saying. I wrote down heart with a question mark right away. We're getting a consensus. And this is from Linda. I feel it was time for her to change her spiritual work. The energy gets drained when you have been doing this work for so long, that long. She chose this exit point so that she can heal. It feels like it was time for her physical body to just stop. My dad, like Linda's dad, passed that way. Sudden heart attack, no health issues. He had to go when he did so that he could heal and become the great spirit guide he is today. And I feel this is what she is doing now. And, of course, Dad shows up on Father's Day because that's what dads do. And I have connected with Linda's dad. He's a very, very powerful wizard. Love him. Excellent. Heart. I wanted to ask you, Stacy, what about the color blue that I'm feeling? Did she like to dress in blue or? Blue. There's something, I'm getting flooded with the color blue.
It's like a jade. She would like put like an apron like over her.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was sleeveless, but something she would put over her before she would start her work. She would always start, you know, with the cleanse, and then she would put an apron over her, and that way she'd keep like her money in there. She'd keep, you know, her paper, her papers, everything there.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm not sure, but I just want to send the color blue to you. And that would correspond with the throat chakra, which is all about communication. So I wonder if she's asking you to communicate with her. Not to, because it's, of course,
she
it's
is.
A shock. Yeah. Thanks, Hawk. Mm-hmm. Why don't you take over, Hawk, and add to this?
No, you were on it. I was just going to, I'll add for sure.
Yeah.
She's with you. Yeah, she's with you, and she wants you to know that she's enjoying her time where she is. She's looking great over there.
Yeah,
I believe
her message her message to you was the moon, which I've brought up multiple times. She wants you to connect with the divine feminine and uncover deep intuitive insights and visions of what lies beyond everyday life. Here's your chance. You have a divine feminine guide,
truly in your life, just crossed over, and she wants you to pray, so talk to her, and do
okay.
it in a time when you can quiet down to really hear or feel her.
Okay. Because I feel her.
She wants to pass
energy
off.
Yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, good. And she'll be here. She'll be here for as long as you need her. So
okay.
call her and listen
okay.
to whatever loving message she's trying to give you. Embrace that divine
okay.
feminine. You have it too. I feel like she wants to pass off something to you, like hand a baton to you, basically.
Oh, you know what? The thing is this. There were some, like, for example, I have like this, I am very intuitive, but I never got a chance to develop. I'm the kind of person that I have like a remote viewing. I can see what people look like before I even meet them, you know?
Yep.
So and there were some things she would tell me to do, you know, like if I feel danger, if I see something, you know, let somebody know something. Don't just keep it to yourself.
So this is so with the theme of the day. It's about receiving messages from spirit. It's about connecting with the divine feminine. And I think you're supposed to be embracing your intuitive abilities. And she's going to be like Obi-Wan for you. She's the one you get to
okay.
focus your questions and attention to. And she's able, it's what Lynn said. She had to change forms so that she could now do more spiritual work, and you're one of the students for her.
Okay, because I will go to her with everything, every question. I don't care who it's about, what it's about, this person, that person. And she will be honest, you know. She'll tell you
mm-hmm.
about family members. You know, she said, this is what the cards were saying. This is what it would say.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So something was, awesome. I'm shocked. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to, Linda has a little bit more here for you, Stacey. She asks
okay.
if you've been feeling spirit putting their arms across your shoulders. That would be
yes.
her, okay? That's who you're feeling.
Okay.
So, and Marianne
yes.
has joined us. I don't know how – did you jump in mid-conversation, Marianne, or did you catch what we were
– Yeah, I'm kind of mid-conversation, so I haven't really heard – a whole lot, but it sounds wonderful.
Good.
Okay.
Well, don't worry. No,
exciting.
I know that you jumped
yeah.
in sort of random, and I didn't know if you'd heard, but I'll read
yeah.
Elizabeth's input here. So Elizabeth got Robin Hood and the Guide of Swords. Seize the initiative on your life path. Help the needy. Be generous to the poor. Teach honor. Explore the forests and learn to live in harmony with nature. Remember the ancient adage, the truth will set you free. Wow. That's
no.
fabulous. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think
all
you're
right.
Spiritual rebirth for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, hon, you're connected. No worries about that. Trust the procedure that you're being put through because spirit will guide you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And let us
so
know
yes.
when you go talk to the people at the shop, let us know what happened to her because now
oh,
I'm
yeah.
talking about it.
Okay, I'll call you next Sunday because her funeral is Saturday, and I think her wake is one day this week. So I'm going to go,
yeah.
and then I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But
thank you, hon.
We are not our bodies, love, and she's fine. She's completely whole. 360-degree
okay.
view. Okay, she's
yeah.
good. She's good. We're the ones that are like, ow, you know, that hurts. But
yeah.
She's fine. She's so fine. Don't worry about that part.
Okay.
All right. We'll hear
okay.
from you again.
All right.
Okay.
Yes,
happy
I'll
Sunday.
You listening to the show. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, love. Okay, we're getting one more caller. I opened up the time just a little bit. 917, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. This is Ashiel. I know you only have 6 minutes, so I'm going to be pretty
no, it's
quick.
It's okay, Ashiel. No, Ashiel, I extended the time just a little, so don't worry.
Okay.
You don't have to rush. So how can we
okay.
help you, Ashiel?
My question is pretty much, I just met somebody recently, and we're still talking. So I can give the initial, initial F as in February. So I'm curious what, see any kind of connect, something coming out of it. I feel some attraction, but fairly new, so I'm just curious.
What was the initial?
F as in February, Fox.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody getting anything immediately?
I am.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I don't want to be a negative Nancy, but I didn't get a very positive response. I really hope I'm not alone, because I'm still really...
No, you're not. You're not.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. Keep going.
I just did. Thank you. I'm trying to trust what I'm getting. It's going to fizzle off. I don't want to say anything's negative, but I think what I'm trying to say is I don't think this connection will best fit for you. I don't think it's going to be good and beneficial for you.
Whew, okay.
Said it. Okay.
You have
That's
to
what
say
I
what
got.
Comes in. And, you know, if we could sugarcoat it, then we'd be fiction, right?
I know.
But,
I know. I hate delivering. I don't like to deliver, you know, bad news, but yeah.
But it's not really, because it might be. What I wrote down immediately, infatuation, as opposed to, and I also wrote down unbalanced, Ashiel. I get the feeling you're going to be giving more than you're going to be getting.
Yeah.
Does
that resonate? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you deserve so much better. You really do. You deserve, like, just moon and stars above that. Oh, there's the moon again. Just don't settle for, because, you know, this is your life. This is your path. You want a companion that creates, I mean, soulmates are great. They really can just drive you to be your best self, often through irritation, the type that creates pearls, right? But this person, I don't think is going to, you need a different sort of energy, and you can't give all the time.
No,
carry on,
no,
whoever's
no.
ready. Yeah, whoever's ready to.
No,
yeah.
I'll add to that. I'll
yeah,
add to
go
that.
Ahead.
Basically, you do have a tough decision, basically. You have a decision to make, and the judgment card is asking you for a spiritual rebirth so that you can have some spiritual discernment and make sure that you're the focus, not whatever you're putting your focus on. And if you were to go down that path, you would get the Ten of Wands, which is what Lynn was talking about, burden, extra responsibility, and hard work. So this might not necessarily be the thing. I think you're supposed to be channeling judgment right now, which has to do with true justice, fair, whole, and equal. And that often has to do with your perception of reality at the time.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone wants to add on to that.
Go ahead, Marianne. Do you want to go? Marianne?
Yeah. I've got my little grandbaby with me today, so she's bringing an extra little piece of heaven. So, what I got was trust. So what they're saying is that it's a time for trust. So sometimes, you know, there's no yes, or there's no no, but in this situation, they're asking you to trust, and they're saying that you'd be better served not knowing what the reason is, but they're just saying to let go and let go and let God. So I'm not sure what exactly that means, other than it may not go exactly how you were expecting, but.
Yeah, I think it's the idea of don't have any expected outcomes. It's riding the wave of time again. This is your time for spiritual rebirth, because you are free to make these choices, and it's all in your power. And the fact that you're even asking us, like, where this is going, you know that maybe there is a possibility for not being perfect.
Yeah, I have question marks, so that's what I wanted to know. But I have no problem, you know, just moving on. If something's not working, I just keep going, you know. So it's definitely not like a bad news. I actually appreciate you guys telling me so I don't, you know, waste my time. But if anything else, when we see each other, I just say hello and they keep it moving. That's it.
I got a couple of line message. It just says, you are being guided to flow like water, blow like air, and connect with your purest intentions. Don't feel the need to rush ahead. A gentler approach will be more fruitful and rewarding. So move with grace. Reach high, but also ask yourself how you can move with the flow of life rather than pushing against it. So I got this vision of like the wind blowing you and blowing you right out of there. So, yeah. You like the wind.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Keep going. You're going to get there.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be what it is. You know, I mean, the only funny thing is, you know, I wonder why people like that always come to me, you know what I mean? But I guess it's just part of my process, because I'm not the first one to, you know, you'd notice, you know, I'm always getting attention, you know what I mean? And then once I put in, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's part of the lesson that I need to learn, I guess.
Practice energy work, Ashil, because that's how you create your outcomes. It is all energy, and it doesn't hurt to, you know, explore a little physics, how physics and spirituality dovetail. And I think you're going to find that you're not too bad at it. If practice, right? How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Well, that's just part of the process. I just have to keep moving on. But I'm glad that I called, because, you know, I'm not going to put so much of my energy on that anymore. But just, if anything, I'm just going to be cordial when we see each other again. That's it.
Yeah,
well,
I think
time to focus on you. Yeah, you know this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time to focus on you and your spirituality, and that'll lead you exactly where you're supposed to go.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
We forgot. We forgot Linda. Well, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
That's my bad. I was looking at something else. So Linda got that there's some similarities and some differences. For this to work out, you will need to both compromise. Oh, I see. Similarities and differences with this other person. Mm-hmm. It's up to you to use your discernment to decide if you wish to overcome the challenges. Right. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And my mother adds, everything I got for him is pretty much the same. It's a learning phase with this person. He needs to stay strong and keep seeing what lies ahead.
Yeah.
So, I shouldn't just stop talking. I should just be cordial and friendly, I guess. But not
be the most dignified. Be the most dignified, honorable, and kind person you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be kind whenever possible, because it's always possible. And that's how you'll spiritually grow and learn that spiritual discernment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. You're so welcome,
you're welcome,
Ashil. Have a beautiful Sunday, and we'll hear from you again, I hope.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Awesome.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, I think we've come to the end of our show today.
Yeah,
I just wanted to mention, I'm just amazed, you know, Sunday afternoons are my, it's like plugging in an electric car. It doesn't matter what kind of energy I'm in, I gain so much from you guys. Shannon Johnson from the Sacred Embers team, the network, is going to be giving a channeling course. Now, do you remember, Tony, I can't remember what the time frame is, but it's coming up, right?
Yeah, she hasn't committed fully, but she wants to see what the interest is, I think, right? And then it would be...
I think so.
Yeah.
You can connect with... Yeah. So Shannon can be found under Shannon Johnson. She's got a practice name, and I can't think what it is.
Yeah,
Lady Wow, my brain fell out. Okay, anyway, you can find her under Stones of Wisdom or Shannon Johnson.
Yes.
Just Google her. She's,
right.
Yeah, her website will come up. I remember it just as we end the show, so that's how that works. Or at 2 in the morning. Good. So, Hawk, I keep wanting to get your information into our link there. So as soon as we can get you in, we'll be able to,
yes,
like, where to find you. But for now, how do people find you?
Right now, I'm only findable on this show and with these ladies. My handle will be Aquarius the Seeker, so keep an eye out for that, as I keep saying. I will get my information posted on this website hopefully by next week, depending on you and me, Lynn. And I feel blessed to be on this show. Thank you so much, ladies.
Right back at you. Like you, it's like you are like the, what's that game, Jenga? It's, you're like the block that's made everything complete for us.
Yeah.
And
it's
a beautiful family feeling. Yeah, we're very blessed to have you. We're just like your launching pad. You know, we know you're going to be flying pretty high, but we're so honored to be at the starting gate with you. Jessica, how do people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro. We also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can find me on the Sacred Embers website and in the Sacred Embers group.
Excellent. Tony.
Yeah, so I want to read this. So Shannon's putting together the channeling course beginning in August. It will be a 6-week course meeting twice a week.
Beauty.
And she hasn't figured out what they're doing. So,
okay, well, we'll have lots of time to announce it.
Yeah, to figure it out. And so I do have a website. It's TonyTheGoodWitch@wixsite.com. My Facebook page is Tony Jorgensen, and I'm also on Enter the Light and the Sacred Embers group.
Okay. Marianne, are you still at Marianne Adams?
Yep, Marianne Adams.
All right.
Yep, just on Facebook, Marianne Adams.
Yep, very short, sweet, and very easy to find. Good.
Yeah.
Now, you can find Linda Irwin in a couple of places. She's got a neat little YouTube channel, and it's Linda Irwin, yellow smiley face. You can't miss it, is her avatar. And she's also one of the forum moderators at living.ai, and that's where you can learn all about the little emo pets and the little emo robots. It's a fascinating thing to watch, and I don't know, I keep thinking of the Terminator, but I don't think in such a negative way or anything like that, but it is quite amazing to watch the AI developing, and it will have positive use. I know, it's just we have to be careful, I guess, but we can say that about everything. Have we missed? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think we're good. Are we good?
Oh,
Elizabeth.
Have
I
missed anyone? Elizabeth, thank you. I'm so sorry. Okay. Elizabeth.
Yes.
Elizabeth. Oh, come on. ElizabethDonofrio.com.
Yeah,
and you can get all kinds of acting coaching and voice coaching and whatnot with Elizabeth as well. And I will try to remember next week to talk about your movie again, just to give you a little plug, and any other projects you're working on. But anyway, what a great team. Anything we need to add? I feel completely used. Yeah, I feel like I used all the toothpaste in the psychic tube today.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Alrighty. Well, if we don't need to add anything, I think I'll just put Louie on and say goodbye. Happy Sunday and love and light to everyone. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to our listeners. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Peace and blessings. Happy Father's
Bye.
Day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, or also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Like much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.